Macmillan Audio presents The Ninth Hour by Alice McDermott. Read for you by Ewan Morton.
These short, dark days. February 3rd was a dark and dank day altogether. Cold, spitting rain in the morning and a low, steel-gray sky the rest of the afternoon. At 4, Jim convinced his wife to go out to do her shopping before full darkness fell. He closed the door on her with a gentle wave. His hair was thinning, and he was missing a canine on the right side, but he was nevertheless a handsome man who at 32 might still have passed for 20. Heavy brows and deep-set, dark-lashed eyes that had been making women catch their breath since he was 16. Even if he had grown bald and toothless, as he seemed fated to do, the eyes would have served him long into old age. His overcoat was on the hall tree beside the door. He lifted it and rolled it lengthwise against his thighs. Then he fitted it over the threshold, tucking the cloth of the sleeves and the hem as well as he could into the space beneath the door. Theirs was a railroad flat, kitchen in the back, dining room, living room, bedroom in the front. He needed only to push the heavy couch.